What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, your daily podcast covering the New York Yankees. We're brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you're a new listener to the show, hello and welcome. If you're a regular listener, welcome back, and I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I'm your host, Stacey Gotsoulias, and I write for Baseball Prospectus. You can follow me on Twitter at the Locked On Yankees account or my personal account, Stace Gotts. You can listen to and subscribe to Locked On Yankees on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Player FM, and pretty much every podcast platform available. You can also listen to the show directly on our website, lockedonyankees.com, and you can use your smart device in your car to listen to Locked On Yankees, either on the way to work, on the way home from work, on the way out to lunch, whatever you choose. As always, you can email questions or comments to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. On today's episode, we'll discuss the weekend. The Yankees played their first two spring training games against the Red Sox and the Rays, respectively. We'll talk about some individual performances. Yes, I realize it's only spring training, who cares, but there are some things we should discuss. Today, they will be playing against the Blue Jays in their first home game of spring training and first televised game on the YES Network. The games this weekend were on MLB Network. And the big news of the morning so far is that the Yankees and Aaron Hicks came to an agreement on an extension. So we'll have that. We'll have the story of the Yankees getting hypnotized. If you didn't hear about that, let's have fun discussing it. So first up, let's discuss Hicks and his extension. That was the big news of the morning. It was first reported by Jack Curry, and the money breakdown is he gets $2 million for signing the extension, which, good for him. I wish I could get $2 million for signing something. So he'll get $6 million this season, 2019. From 2020 to 2023, he'll get $10.5 million a year. 2024 through 2025, $9.5 million. And 2026, there's a team option of $12.5 million or $1 million buyout. Good for him. So he's coming off a year in which he posted career highs in runs, hits, home runs, extra base hits, RBIs, and walks. He also appeared in a career-high 137 games last season, and his batting line was 248, 366, 467, with 27 home runs, 79 RBIs. His deal comes just 10 days after the Yankees extended Luis Severino to a four-year, $40 million contract. So, with this contract, and because even though he's getting paid $6 million, he's really costing $10 million in 2019, according to Mark Carrig. So the Yankees' payroll is now up to about $223 million. So good for Hicks on that, although, you know, a lot of people are saying that that's more of a team-friendly deal, which it probably is. Some people are complaining that Hicks finally had a career high in games this past season, and it was still only 137 games. He's had some injury issues. My opinion is good for him. I enjoy watching Aaron Hicks play, and I hope he has a monster year this year because that'll help the Yankees. Speaking of monster years, although it wasn't a year, it was really only a month and a half, Luke Voit made his spring debut against the Rays and hit a really long home run and finished the day 2-for-3. He also made a nifty play at first base. Greg Bird played on Saturday against the Red Sox. He went 2-for-2 with a double. So with those performances, and yes, I realize it was only their first spring training games, they're not facing elite pitching yet, but those two first performances will set up a battle for first base. Everyone expected a battle. I'm hoping there's a battle because I'm hoping that they'll just spend all spring trying to one-up each other, which will be fun for fans to watch. And, you know, it'd be nice for the Yankees to have a hard decision to make at first base. I can't see them going into the season as a platoon, even though it would make sense since one's a righty, one's a lefty. But I think that they're going to choose one over the other. Don't know which one it's going to be. I don't think that Greg Bird's past with the Yankees should come into play. I think it should be who they think is going to be the best first baseman going forward. So may the best man win. In keeping with the talk about first base, Aaron Boone mentioned that it's possible DJ LeMahieu may act as a backup first baseman. even though he's really only played second base, but you know how the Yankees are. They like to try new things with players and see if they can adapt to playing all over the place. So we'll see how that goes during the spring. Look out for that. Tyler Wade is doing his usual playing really well during spring games thing. He had a fun time for himself this weekend, getting doubles, stealing bases, scoring runs, which is what we wish we could see him do during the regular season. Maybe someday. And lastly, Jonathan Loaisiga looked pretty good against the Rays yesterday. So he could be a guy to look out for during spring training, see how he does, see if he ends up starting the season with the team. You can never have enough pitching. Always remember that. Up next, the Yankees get hypnotized and more. But first, ever since the 2009 season, the Yankees have done team-building activities. Things like bowling and billiards and karaoke, improv. And this year, they decided to do hypnosis. Aaron Boone said he selected this particular activity with the help of Chad Bowling, who is the club's director of mental conditioning. And Boone also said that the players had a lot of fun. He also said that it's amazing to see the power of the human mind at work. And some of the pictures online are hilarious. There's one in particular where Aaron Judge seems to be the only player who's not passed out, and the rest of them are passed out on each other's shoulders. There's another one where they're all sitting with their hands clasped together, fingers folded above their hands, you know, elbows bent, have no idea what the hell they were doing. A man named Ricky Kalman, who is a mindset expert and motivational speaker, conducted the exercises. And it wasn't just the players, it was the coaches, field staff, and members of the front office baseball operations department. Interesting. See, in my head, I envisioned this guy hypnotizing some people, but not allowing them out of the trance completely. Think back to Office Space, when Peter's being hypnotized and the doctor dies before he takes him out of the trance, so that makes him so relaxed that he doesn't want to go to work or doesn't really care about going to work. So like Gary Sanchez is going to be a demon behind the plate, not allowing any balls to get past him. Giancarlo Stanton's not going to swing at crappy pitches out of the zone. Aaron Judge is going to hit 85 home runs, that sort of thing. That's what I hope that this hypnosis will result in. Oh, maybe he could have hypnotized Aaron Boone so he doesn't keep Miguel Andujar out of an important playoff game. Oh, maybe the guy could hypnotize Miguel Andujar to range better to his right. That would be great. All joking aside, I love that the Yankees do this. I'm glad that the tradition started. I do enjoy watching Yankee teams that definitely have fun with one another, and you can tell they genuinely like to be around one another. So I'm glad that they do this sort of thing. I just wonder what next year's team building activity is going to be. Like, how do you follow up hypnosis? Switching gears, let's talk about today's game. They'll be playing Toronto in Steinbrenner Field for their first home game of spring training. It's going to be the first Yes Network broadcast game. James Paxton will be starting, and the lineup is as follows. Tulowitzki, Judge, Stanton, Hicks, Torres, Bird, Kyle Higashioka, Amberge, Angel Aguilar is playing third. He's batting ninth. Apparently, John Sterling was having issues pronouncing Amberge's name. I'm assuming it's Amberge because I don't listen to John Sterling. And when I was watching the games over the weekend, I had them muted because Saturday was Nesson's broadcast and I got through about 15 seconds of it and couldn't listen anymore. And I don't particularly enjoy Toronto's broadcasting teams either. So I just, you know, when I was watching the games, I was listening to music while watching the game. So I'm assuming I'm pronouncing this person's name correctly. You can correct me if I am not. So this lineup isn't a terrible lineup. You could see this happening, at least the first six guys in that order. You know, it's not that far off to think that that could be a lineup that the Yankees would put out during the regular season. But again, we'll see how spring goes. We'll see what happens with Bird and how he fights for his job at first base. This is also Judge and Stanton's first game. They didn't play this weekend because the Yankees were on the road going to Fort Myers and Port Charlotte to play against Tampa. That'd be kind of cool if they went to Port Charles. Anyway, you'll get to see Judge and Stanton's first swings of the season against opposing pitchers. So that should be fun. Judge says he's 100% healthy. It's almost as if nothing ever happened to his wrist. Let's hope that's the truth. And it's year two for Stanton as a Yankee. And, you know, it's not that he did bad last season. He had a great year. And he really filled in well when Judge went on the DL. I rhymed because that's me. Anyway, you know, it's kind of funny the way people are heading into this season and talking about how much Stanton can improve. But when you look at how he did last season, he had a good year. And I know I joked during the hypnosis stuff about him swinging at crappy pitches, but it seemed that he tended to swing at crappy pitches at the absolute worst time. So hopefully he got that out of his system. And we'll get monster years out of Gary Sanchez and whomever is playing first base. So we have a lot to look forward to as Yankee fans, and Brian Cashman seems to think so. He thinks that they have assembled a World Series caliber team. He spoke with reporters over the weekend. He spoke about George Steinbrenner and his penchant for wanting every big free agent available, and how the Yankees are not doing that anymore. Obviously, because they didn't sign Manny Machado, and they're not signing Bryce Harper. Manny Machado went to the Padres while I wasn't recording podcast episodes, and I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, but I sent out a tweet a week ago last night joking that if Manny Machado went to the Padres, I would dye my hair pink. And then he signed with the Padres. So guess who's going to be dyeing her hair pink as soon as she gets enough money to do it, and someone who knows how to do it. Because dyeing your hair pink when you're brunette like me is not as simple as just putting pink dye on your hair. I have to bleach my brown hair in order for the pink pigment to attach to my hair cuticle. So it's a whole process. So if you saw that tweet from me, I am going to do it eventually. It's just going to take a little time because, you know, I'll be doing a lot of damage to my hair when I dye it pink. So anyway, good for Machado. He signed a 10-year, $300 million deal with the Padres. Good for the Padres because, you know, the Padres are the type of team that some people forget actually exists, which is so horrible to say, but they're now the only team in San Diego. They don't have a football team anymore because those guys up and left and went to L.A., so now they have the big free agent on their team. And, you know, they have a good core of young players and they have the best farm system in baseball. So don't be surprised if you see the Padres kind of emerge like the Astros did. So good for Manny Machado. Good for San Diego. He's going to be eating some really good Mexican food. I am so jealous of him right now. And living in a place where the weather is usually really good. Although California and Arizona and places like that have been experiencing very strange weather. Even snow in places where you wouldn't expect it. Everyone who's out in Arizona for spring training is very upset about the fact that it's like 45 degrees and raining when it should be 80 degrees and sunny. Do I feel bad for them? Not one bit. Sorry to my friends who are out there covering spring training, but no, I don't feel bad for you because I'm stuck in New York where it's really windy and not too warm. A few episodes ago, I mentioned how I wanted to make this podcast really great, and I wanted to make it a podcast that's part of your everyday routine where you think, "Ooh, I have to listen to the latest episode of Locked On Yankees." So I set up a webpage to raise some funds in order for me to get better equipment so I can make these shows really great. I'm not going to go out there and buy $1,000 microphone, and I'm not going to buy crazy equipment, but I just need enough money so I have a nice podcast mic, an equalizer, good editing software, and just some money for general upkeep because some things are subscription-based and I want to be able to pay every month. So I set up a fundraising page on gogetfunding.com, and the address to my page is gogetfunding.com/help-me-fund-my-podcast. Easy enough. I also have a reward system set up. Nothing crazy, but the first tier, you get a thank you. Second tier, you're mentioned in a group thank you on the podcast. Third tier, you're mentioned by name on the podcast. And in the highest tier, which is $50, I don't expect many people to do this. But my prize is if you donate $50, I will put your name in a raffle. And if you win, you get to appear on the podcast with me for at least one segment in which we will discuss the Yankees. So once again, it's gogetfunding.com. Help me fund my podcast with dashes between all those words. And any help would be appreciated. Again, I'm doing this because I love recording this podcast and I just want it to be something really good. So that's it for today's episode of Locked On Yankees, which is brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I have been your host, Stacey Gotsoulias. You can follow me at Locked On Yankees on Twitter or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. And you can email questions or comments to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. And if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. Enjoy your Monday and enjoy today's game against Toronto. Hopefully everything will go well for everyone involved, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow.